To perform a more detailed analysis and model building, a causal loop diagram is transformed to a stock and flow diagram, or SFD. Stock and flow diagrams contain specific symbols and components that represent the structure of a system. Stocks represent the accumulations in a system. Stocks are the elements of the system that at any given time you can see, feel, count, and measure. A system stock is just what it sounds like, a store, a quantity of material or information that has built up over time. It may be a population, an inventory, the wood in a tree, the water in a well, or the money in a bank. A stock is a physical memory of the history of the system. Fundamental to the concept of dynamic systems is the idea that the dynamics or changes of stocks are caused by combinations of in and out flows that act in concert to increase or decrease in those stocks. For example, water in a reservoir behind a dam is a stock into which flows rain and the river, and out of which flows evaporation from the reservoir's surface and water discharged through the dam. Those flows, in turn, are controlled by a variety of feedbacks within the system. The multiple factors that may be influencing the flows and contributing to the feedbacks that control the system's behavior can be better understood by graphically representing the stocks and flows and their relationships. Stock and flow diagrams can show interdependencies and feedback within a system by identifying major accumulations and the factors that increase and decrease them over time. Following are the components of stocks and flows. A stock is an accumulation of stuff, either concrete, such as dollars or groundwater, or abstract, such as anger or stress, that can increase or decrease over time. Stocks are the nouns in the system and should be named and labeled as such. Stocks can only be modified through flows. They're usually represented by a rectangle or box. Flows describe actions or processes that transport stuff directly adding to, called inflow, or taking away from, called outflow, the accumulation in the stock. Flows represent the rate at which the stock is changing at any given instant and are defined in terms of units of the stock per unit of time. Flows are the verbs in the system, and it's best that they be labeled to reflect that. For example, groundwater recharged, recharging per month, or anger released, releasing per hour. The cloud at the end of the flow symbol represents the boundary of the system. A converter holds information about the system that affects the rate of the flows, or that affects the value of another converter. For example, an impervious surface affects the rate of groundwater recharged. A connector moves information from one element of the system or map to another. You can think of a connector as a wire that carries information, in contrast to a flow that carries stuff. It originates at the point where it picks up that information and terminates at the place the information is delivered. Remember, stocks can only be affected through flows, therefore you should not attach a connector directly to a stock. Sources and sinks are stocks that lie outside of the model's boundary. They're used to show that a stock is flowing from a source or into a sink that lies outside of the model's boundary. On diagrams, sources and sinks are represented by small clouds. In addition, there are also constants that affect this system behavior, such as initial values and coefficients. The constants can be represented within flow rate equations or as a distinct item in stocks and flows diagram. A bathtub analogy may help to explain the concept of stocks and flows. A stock is like the water in a bathtub, the level of which can change over time. An inflow represents water being added through a faucet. An outflow represents water flowing out through a drain. Converters and connectors determine how quickly the water flows in and or out. In addition to this, a feedback loop that connects the stock to the flows could be included. As long as the sum of inflows exceeds the sum of outflows, the stock level will rise. As long as the sum of outflows exceeds the sum of inflows, the stock level will fall. If the sum of outflows equals the sum of inflows, the stock level will not change. It'll be held in dynamic equilibrium at whatever level it happened to be when the two flows become equal.